Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. We need your wisdom, your guidance, and your word in our life, especially when we live in this world to bring your mission to many people. Please teach us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We continue our reading from Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 20. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall down from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." So, brothers and sisters, when I see this part, I try to make a picture. We cannot separate chapter 10, verse 1 to 16 with this part. So, chapter 10, verse 1 to 16 is the first picture, and this is the second picture. The first picture is Jesus teaches them in doing like a short-term mission trip. Jesus teaches them what should you do when you bring the gospel to other people. And now, this is the second picture. The second picture is mission report. So usually in our church, in the summer, many groups send out to many places, and then after 1 week or 2 weeks, they come back and they do report. In this part, we see that when they give report, then Jesus give response. And I feel that the response is not make the disciple happy, because Jesus say a very strong word to the disciple. But anyway, brothers and sisters, that's the way Jesus teaches the disciple. When they see that something wrong or not accurate, then Jesus suddenly or directly correct what they have said and what they have done. Now we go deep into the report. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." The first time when I see this sentence, I see nothing wrong. Yeah, nothing wrong. But after I read what Jesus gives response to this report, then I see, oh, yeah, something wrong in this report. Yeah, that's why Jesus say, he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning." Now, brothers and sisters, the 70 report, "Lord, even the demon are subject to us." Subject to us. But Jesus said, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning." So, for the disciple, this is the first experience they see Satan are subject to the believer. First experience. But Jesus want to let them know that long time ago, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Then I tried to see when this was happened. Let us open Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How have you been fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn? You have been cut down on the earth, you who have weakened the nation. Of course, brothers and sisters, if we read this part in short context, then this part talks about King of Babylonia. But after I read the whole Bible, then I can say that this part is talk about the fallen of Satan. The fallen of Satan. Many people say this part talk about the Lucifer. But the word of Lucifer is translated from Vulgate Bible. That means from Aramaic to Latin. And then usually, King James Version use the word of Lucifer. But we use, this is New American Standard Bible, and we just write down here in this verse called Son of the Dawn. Son of the Dawn. So when someone asks you, what is the name of the Satan? The name of Satan in the Bible says Son of the Dawn, not Lucifer. Lucifer is one of the interpretation from the word Son of the Dawn, from Aramaic to Latin. So, but anyway, brothers and sisters, most people, especially evangelical theologian believe that this part talk about the Satan falling down. So when Jesus say, I was, so Satan falling down, that mean Jesus want to let the disciple know who he is. Because this happened long, long time ago. Satan falling down. And Jesus saw. That means Jesus was there. If Jesus was there, then who is Jesus? He is the God who come in the world. That's why this part, when Jesus say like this, Jesus want to tell the disciple his pre-existence before come to the world. He already know. We go back to Luke verse 17. When I see this part, then I wonder how many of us show Satan fall down. Many of us have a lot of knowledge about Satan. Have we been experienced to see Satan fall down in our ministry? Have we have ever catch out the demon? Of course, in modern city, we seldom met this experience. But when we go or we serve in the third country, where the atmosphere of ministry more like black magic, voodoo, or other belief, then we can have this kind of ministry. The first 5 years in my ministry in Hong Kong, when I serve a domestic helper, I can feel and see in many times when the person come. And we ask them, do you have experience with demonic power? And they told us, oh yeah, before I came here, my parents bring us to somewhere. And then they asked me to drink the water okay, now you want to believe Jesus? Yes, I want to believe Jesus. And then after that, we pray. When we pray, then a spiritual experience come out, and then the sister fall down, and then after that, throw up, and then after that, they feel joy in their life. So, it is very, what I say, the first time I also see like, oh, how can this happen? But after that, I know this is the power of God. Now, brothers and sisters, this kind of ministry usually connecting when we go to share the gospel for unbeliever. There are many spiritual experience, same like the disciple, same like this. They saw, but Jesus let them know that I was watching. That's mean, long, long time ago. When I read this part, then my faith was increased. Why I say like this? Because, oh yeah, so as a believer, I no need worry, no need afraid with Satan. Yeah, as long I have in faith with Lord Jesus. So, in the name of Jesus, then I command you, go out like that. So, no worry, brothers and sisters. If you see your friend have this kind like demonic possess, and no need to call us, okay, let us call PSAM, let us call PNET to come here. No, brothers and sisters, you have power to do it. Just do it. Yeah? Especially when you go out for mission trip, how can we from Hong Kong go to Philippines, go to Indonesia, go to somewhere? It takes like 6 to 7 hours to arrive. You just do it. Because Jesus said, yeah, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Fall, and then when Jesus died on the cross, there is no power. Jesus have given up the victory. The second part, yeah, the disciples say like this, are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Remember this part, I have given you authority. Brothers and sisters, always remember this sentence. That means we are nothing, only from Him. So stay humble and always depend in Him. Mission service can make the missionary feel desperate on the one hand, and on the other hand, make people be arrogant. If the missionary associate the service with the result obtained. Yeah. So, make sure, brothers and sisters, when we make mission report, of course, sometimes we are too exciting report our mission experience. But in that report, we glorify God, or we let the people see our effort. This very, what I say, sometime when we report, we see that the report is show to the people what we have done. But Jesus wants to tell us, when you give the report, make sure that all power, glory come to Him and we give back to Him. That's why Jesus reminds them, behold, I have given you authority. All we have done because of the power of God. The third thing. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to remind the disciple that the greatest joy is when our names are recorded in heaven. In this case, Jesus speaks about salvation. Salvation has brought us into perfect joy. Service, mission, or exorcism in mission field are not a mean gaining salvation or joy, but because of joy that Jesus has given us. So we go out, we serve Him, we do this ministry. If we are looking for joy or we are looking for salvation, that means we haven't got the perfect joy. Yeah. This statement also teaches us that when you do ministry, not because of seeking joy, when you do mission, not because of seeking joy, but because you already have joy. That's why you bring this joy, go out. I'm happy in SP. We have interview. We have a preparing class for someone who want to join mission team. Usually when they join my group, I always give them a very, very scared picture. For example, you want to join with me? Okay. And then no paper toilet. The toilet is very dirty. Yeah. We sleep. It's very simple part. Yeah. And then sometimes no mobile. No signal, no everything. Yeah? Sometimes if you want to take a bath, you need to bring your own water. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you want to find cheap holiday for summer, then don't come to me. Yeah, don't come to me. That means you are seeking joy. But we bring joy. I know some women very hit with cockroach. Even my daughter, when Cardia saw a cockroach, Papa! Like that. Nah. In my mission field, sometimes we met this kind of thing. My wife, when she saw a rat, said, ah! Like that. Sometimes, when I go to this area, we can find that kind of animal. The first mission trip, when I go to Kediri, that's where Angie and Etta joined to us. In nighttime, they say, Pastor Slamet, there is a cockroach in our room, like that. But they didn't say, let us go back to Hong Kong. No. They didn't say like that. They just said, there are a cockroach in our room. Where is the cockroach? Here. Then we just swipe up and finish. So they still continue. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they are not seeking joy. Because they want to bring joy. That's why Jesus reminded the disciple, never tell us, do not rejoice in this. Yeah, that the spirit are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. So, go back to this sentence. Jesus wants to remind the disciple that we do this not because of seeking joy, but we do this because we already have joy. Now, if we understand this sentence, of course, every believer have qualified become a missionary. Because every believer has already get perfect joy to God. But the problem, do we want to go and share our joy to other people? Every year, we make our plan, January, February to the December. Do we put few days to do special mission, to join mission trip, or to save few days just to visit our old friend to share the gospel for them? If we have perfect joy, this kind of planning must put in our agenda. One more time, must put in our agenda. Sometimes I feel that God can jealous to us. Why I say like this? Because God give the perfect joy, God bless our life, and then when after that, when we get the joy and then we get God blessing, as the result, when we make our plan, we don't put God in the first position in our life. Every summer, we go around the world. It is too cheap for us to spend $20,000, $30,000. But for mission trip, $4,000 to $6,000, we ask the committee give us paper so that we can do fundraising. Brothers and sisters, this is not a good example. If we can spend $20,000 for our own holiday, then $4,000 to $6,000, it is too cheap for us. If we join mission trip, if we can stay for the whole month, it is too short for us if we spend 4 to 5 days to do mission trip. This year is the lower people join mission trip in our church. That's why mission committee let us know, for next year, we need to make an early announcement so people can prepare their agenda. Before they give the announcement, I already let you know today. When you make your agenda, make sure, few days for God, join this part. Not for seeking the joy, but because we already have joy from our God, Jesus Christ. I hope people who are in this room, at least one of you guys, can join mission trip for next year. If you are not joined with me, then join with other group. But make sure when you join with me, yeah, that the situation. Let us pray. Brothers and sisters, remember, go to mission field. It is not a mission impossible. It is possible mission because, number one, Satan has fallen down. Number two, God, Jesus, has given authority to us. Mission field is the place where we show Lord authority through our life. Mission field is the place where we can experience God's power. Of course, at the last, Jesus wants to teach us that mission field is the place where we can share our joy. Not to seeking joy, but a place where we can share our joy. That's why every believer qualified to do this work, because every believer already have joy in Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us spend a few seconds and then say, Lord, you already bless us. I want to reserve a few days of my life next year to join mission trip to share your joy. Oh Lord, you already blessed us. I already have joy. I want to spend few hours in my life every week just to visit my friend, to share this joy with them. Many things that we can do. As long we love God, then we will go to bring His love for every people. Yes, Peanut will lead us in worship this morning. Let us worship with whole heart. Thanks God for every blessing that He has given us to us.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though trouble lingers still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in Your name, for You alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in Your I'm holding on to Your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in Your hand. I'm holding to Your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Hallelujah. The God of the angels army is always by my side. He who command you, he also who go with you. Yes, hallelujah. Was a really amazing special privilege when we go with him. Bring the joy to our friend, neighbor, and even to all nation. This is the time, brothers and sisters. It is a time to share, and he will go with you. Now we spend our time to go deep in intercession. First, we pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer and do chemo and then other physical weakness. We pray that God will release and then we will give them special power to overcome all this weakness. Let us pray. We also pray for spiritual health. Some of them have not believed Jesus Christ. We bring their spirit into God. We ask God to open their heart so that they can believe Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. We also pray some of them in special case, make them feel uncomfortable because of physical weakness. Then we pray that God will release this pain, weakness, and then change, become perfect body for them. Thank you. And then we pray for Liz and Billy, who are looking for new jobs. We pray that God will give the best for them. Today we pray for Japan, for New York, for Cambodia. Pray for Pastor Sophia, that God will use her to share the gospel in Japan. Also for SP New York, Cambodia. Yes, let's bring this mission area and field and pastor into God's hand. Let's pray together. Let's pray for MC, for Pastor Ricky and Tim. We pray that they can lead SP, become a mission church, a church to bring the gospel and joy for many people. Let's pray for local outreach, Agape, HOMI, SP Life Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. There are some new students who joined Agape class at SPIN. They are from Muslim background. We pray that God will open their heart. We pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that by this ministry, we can serve a kid, a baby. Yeah, we can give them the best, like God already loved us. We love this baby. We share our father love to them. Let's pray together. Bagian pelayanan ini Bapa, di mana Tuhan Yesus membagikan hak kebapaannya kepada kami, demikian juga kami membagikan ini kepada mereka. Tuhan, kau tolong, terima kasih Bapa. We pray for Friday evening gathering, SPU, IP, EG. Especially, we pray for SPU. Many students around Hong Kong, we pray that God will lead them. Come and join SPU. Let's pray together. Ya Bapa, Engkau berkati untuk kegiatan malam ini. SPU, Bapa, mahasiswa. Agar kiranya pimpin berkati lebih banyak jiwa yang datang untuk ikut serta di dalamnya. Terima kasih Bapa. Itulah saya. The last part we pray for household activity, both Element, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Tefik Stook. We pray that every house church, when they gathering together, they share God's love, and then they bring God's love for the neighbor and friend. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for a blessing to us this morning. Thank you for a privilege can bring all our petition in this intercession. We are happy because you are loving God who always loves to hear our prayer. We submit our life into your hand and please lead us in bring your joy for many people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good weekend.